Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Twins and baseball fans? Troy Larson here, and we are here tonight, me and my dad. We are here to talk baseball, opening week, and join me tonight is my dad. His name is Craig Larson. How's it going tonight, Dad?
Good, Troy. How about you?
Well, I'm doing good. Excited to get the regular season started. And first of all, what are your thoughts on the game yesterday?
Well, not a whole lot of hitting on the part of the Twins. I know that Suzuki had a home run that was taken away from him because the guy in the outfield, Cespedes, made a nice catch. And then in the ninth inning, of course, the Twins had one other inning. They had two guys on and nobody out, didn't they?
And that was the ninth, I believe.
No, he had one other inning. It was a double play ball or something or other that inning. Then the ninth inning, we had two on. And I think there were two outs and Torrey Hunter up, and he was called out on a check swing, which, you know, I've seen the replay of it, and I don't know how the umpire missed that one, but he did. So, not saying that the Twins would have won the game, but it certainly gives them another pitch. So,
well, here, you must have probably read the Torrey Hunter's comments after the game about the umpire, and essentially what he said was that the umpire was not doing his job. Sometimes, obviously, there's there's a deal that maybe they want Detroit to win the game, but there's also, I wonder sometimes, I just want to hurry up and get the heck out of here. It's so close to being done. Let's just get it over with.
Yeah, well, that wasn't even close. It's too bad that that's the way it goes, but it's only one game. They need to move on. I mean, they didn't play horribly. They didn't hit very well. Hughes pitched okay. And obviously, Graham came in and did a decent job.
J.R. Graham, yes.
Yeah, after a rough outing the last time in spring training, but he did okay there. I didn't see much of the game, but I do know the Twins hit some balls hard that were right at people. So.
Yep, two innings for J.R. Graham yesterday. And you know what? I thought he pitched fine. I think he did give up. He did get himself into a little bit of jam in the seventh inning, but Joe Mauer and Kurt Suzuki came in and must have said some things to him, and Graham was able to get out of that jam in the seventh inning. But, but it's the first, obviously, the first game, but, I think the bigger storyline for the Twins right now is the 80-game suspension of Urban Santana. Last Friday, we learned that Santana was suspended for using steroids. And I don't know about you, but I think the optimism for the Twins to have a good season this year took a major hit on Friday.
It probably did some, but, if you start winning, that all kinds of becomes a distant memory, too. But that's the key. They have to start winning.
Yes, yeah. They have to start winning. And, I think the key is here is Mike, how well the other pitchers do. Do the other pitchers step up to fill the void left by Urban Santana? Because Urban Santana, he was an innings eater, I know. And he also, he averaged about 31, 32 starts over the past 5 years. So he obviously, he was very healthy over a good span, a season. And a reliable, durable pitcher. And now you don't have that guy in your rotation. I think the key here, Dad, like I said before, how the rest of the rotation responds. We know that Phil Hughes can do well. How does Ricky Nolasco respond? How does Kyle Gibson respond? How does, especially Mike Pelfrey, because Pelfrey is taking Santana's rotation spot. So that's how I look at it. Yes, disappointing, but, you know, you just have to move on. You know, look at it this way, Dad. Once Irvin Santana comes back, and he comes back strong, it'll be like the Twins getting a trade during midseason.
Yeah, that's true. Hopefully we can still will be doing okay at that time. But as you said, it's going to depend on how the other pitchers do. You know, Pelfrey was upset he wasn't going to be one of the starters. Well, now he is. So amazing how that changed in a short period of time.
Yeah, amazing how that changes, definitely.
So we'll see what happens. Obviously, if he can go back to pitching like he when he was on, is it the Mets, when he was a pretty decent pitcher, they'll be fine then.
Yeah, they'll definitely be fine.
But, you know, he's that's yet to be proven, too, though.
You know.
And he isn't the only one, Joy. You got Mr. Nolasco, too.
Yeah, Ricky Nolasco, he starts tomorrow for Detroit. Well, I think the game might be in doubt because of weather. They are expecting rain in the Detroit area tomorrow. So.
Okay. What's the next? Is it tomorrow?
No, yeah, tomorrow at noon.
When's the next game, Thursday?
Thursday at noon.
They typically, on getaway, they do not play a doubleheader either, do they?
No, and I don't think they are going to play a doubleheader this time because the Twins will be coming back to face the Tigers in Detroit two more times this season. So
they probably won't.
So they can make it up later on. But I think if it's a deal where it's a one-time visit, they try to make up as a doubleheader. But I don't think the Twins will do that this time because, you know, the fact they have – you know, they do come back to Detroit two more times a season. So I don't foresee that happening. I would like to change topics here because one of the key things I like to do on the opening week's podcast of a regular season is, which I did last year, is I like to kind of make some predictions of what will happen in the leagues, like who's going to World Series and that type of deal. And let's start with our own division, the AL Central. You got the Twins, you got the Detroit Tigers, you got the Kansas City Royals, you got the Chicago White Sox, and you got the Cleveland Indians, Dad. Many experts, Dad, say that this division – it's probably going to be one of the more competitive divisions in baseball, if not the most competitive. What are your thoughts, Dan?
No, it's probably possibly true. I mean, you never know. I mean, it's still early. You haven't seen enough to really make that kind of an assessment yet. But, you know, that possibly is true. I mean, some of the other ones are too, but you just never know. There's some teams in the division that look like on paper are pretty good, but you don't know that.
I think the most improved team in our division, Dad, is the Chicago White Sox. And if you look at the moves they made this past season, you know, we bring in Adam Roche to be a DH first baseman. They bring in Jeff. Hitzermaja as a starting pitcher to go with Chris Sale. They bring in Zach Duke, who would help him out in the bullpen. They bring in David Robertson to pitch in the bullpen. And they also brought in Melky Cabrera, Dad. And I look at the White Sox as being probably the most improved team in that division.
Possibly. I don't know, that's whatever the one guy, Jeff, whatever his name is, he got shelled pretty good yesterday, so.
Well, I'm not sure if he got shelled because the big inning for the Kansas City Royals wasn't the seventh inning. So.
At any rate, somebody had to get shelled on their team, though, to give up 10 runs.
Yeah, because Chicago lost to Kansas City 10-1.
Yeah.
And then the team I think that took the most, that took a major step back is the Detroit Tigers. And the reason why I say this, Dad, is the Tigers lost to Max Scherzer. They lost Rick Porcello, two key rotation guys in their starting rotation. Two key pitchers in their starting rotation. They obviously they, you know, lost Torii Hunter to free agency and re-signed him, but they also picked up a pretty decent hitting outfielder in Cespedes from Boston Red Sox, and a trade that sent Rick Porcello to the Red Sox. And, you know, granted, but Tigers doesn't pitch to kind of make up for the loss of Serger and Porcello, but I'm not sure if it's going to be enough to say that they are the same team as in the past. Well, they are an offensively potent team of, you know, Miguel Cabrera and Victor and J.D. Martinez in their lineup. So, Dad, do you think the Tigers took a step back or no?
I think the pitching probably will not be as good. I mean, obviously now, you know, they Verlander's on the DL, and they say it's just day-to-day or whatever. But he had issues last year, too, because his velocity took a major hit at the end of the year. And maybe all these years and pitching as much as he has, maybe they should have taken a little harder look at it during the offseason. Maybe he needed arm surgery. I don't know that. But it seems funny that all of a sudden now he's on the DL to start the season.
Let me correct you here. As of yesterday, he was not on the disabled list.
Well, I suppose he's going to be going on it from what I've heard. Or he was. You sure he isn't?
Well, I haven't checked the Tigers roster with me, but
I think he is. I think I remember hearing it's the first time he's ever been on the DL.
Yeah.
So, and Porcello's gone. I don't know. I guess Sanchez and who else they got? I don't know. Price.
They got Price. They got a guy named Shane Green who was a I think he pitched some for the Yankees. I think he might have been a pretty good pitcher for them in the organization. I don't know about the major league career, but...
Mm-hmm. But, you know, is he making up for the guys they've lost? I don't think so.
I don't know. But you have to remember, too, Dad, that David Price is only there for part of the season, and Annabelle Sanchez was on the disabled list for a while, too,
mm-hmm.
last year. So.
Yeah. But you got to remember, too, also that, you know, Cabrera and Martinez are a year older, and they've both had some health issues last year.
Yeah, but Martinez you're talking about is Victor Martinez.
Yep.
There is a J.D. Martinez,
yep.
too.
They did get their short stack back. What is he, Iglesias, whatever his name is?
Yeah, Jose Iglesias.
So, which, you know, possibly could help him. They still have a younger player playing third base, don't they?
Yes, they do.
And trying to think, you got Kinsler playing second, and Rajah Davis is playing center field. It's hard to say. They'll be, you know, I don't know, defensively in the past they haven't been all that great. Maybe they'll be better this year. I don't know. You got, you know, Miguel Cabrera at first base, he's pretty much a stationary player. He isn't doing any moving at all as far as, you know, balls to the left or right. So they can hit, or they have been able to hit, but obviously they didn't hit enough last year to get into the World Series either. So,
well, I think the biggest concern for the Tigers is their bullpen.
Probably. I think that in starters now, they think that's another maybe potential problem they might have.
I think, you know, I know a lot of the experts automatically pick the Detroit Tigers women to win our division, but I'm not so convinced, especially when I see what the Kansas City Royals have to offer, especially
their
run they made last year.
And I don't know if I agree with it. I've heard a lot of the experts suppose they think Cleveland's the favorite in the division, which I don't agree with at all. But
well, they do have some young pitching, but I'm not so sure the talent is there.
Mm-hmm.
I will have to admit that this is a lot of the same players that were on my 2013 club made into the wild card round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, not entirely the same, but a lot of the core is there yet.
I guess if I had to pick a favorite in the division, I'd probably pick Kansas City myself.
Yes, because if you look at Kansas City, they got, you know, if you look at their pitching rotation, you know, they got Yordano Ventura and Danny Duffy and Jason Vargas, who was a decent pitcher, and Edison Volquez. I don't think he's a great pitcher, but he's decent.
Mm-hmm. I think they got Hoschaefer back too, didn't they? I think he is back, and he was never a great starter, but he was a decent relief pitcher.
Yeah, Luke Hoschaefer.
He throws pretty hard, and then you put him up again with those three guys at the end of the bullpen.
Yep, you're talking about Wade Davis, Tim Hollins, and who's the other guy?
I don't know. I can't think of his name right now.
Herrera?
Yeah, Herrera, yeah.
I can't think of his first name.
I don't either know. But the I think if I would pick a favorite, it would be them. I'm not saying that that's going to be right or not, but that's the team I probably would say. But that all is dependent, too. You know, they have Kendrys Morales, you know, who when you see him mixed in the lineup, you think because you think about how good of a player he was years ago. Well, he hasn't been very good in recent years.
And no.
Who's the guy they got who used to be in the White Sox?
Alex Rios.
Yeah, I mean, he's been, you know, at one time they thought he was going to be a superstar. Well, that has never happened.
Well, Rios has taken the place of Aoki.
Mm-hmm. So it might be about an even trade-off. It's hard to tell.
I don't know. It's...
And otherwise, their team is similar to what it was last year with
pretty much
catcher in the first baseman, second baseman with Perez and Hosmer and Infante and Escobar and Moustakas. I think Escobar is a terrific shortstop myself.
Yeah.
And Gordon and Kane and Rios, you know, and they still have Dyson, the backup player.
You know, Jared Dyson, I think he's a really good spark plug for him, as I've seen in some of the witnesses of some of the games. But,
yeah.
You know, Kansas City, I think they're going to have to perform just as well, if maybe better. Don't forget that they lost James Shields to the San Diego Padres.
I know they did. Sorry, just checking here what Rios did last year on Texas. Well, he hit 280, he had 4 home runs and had 54 RBIs. I think most of the teams who had been involved with him have been hugely disappointed in his production. The White Sox, his last year there, he was 25-91 for home runs and RBIs and 304, so he was better, but then they let him go, too. But the year prior to that, he's 227, and so I don't think they were too happy all the money they gave to him and how he performed.
No, I don't know. Yeah. Kendrys Morales, I think he's one I would really be interested in how he performs.
Yeah.
You know, he did not perform well here last year.
I was checking here, too. Rios, he's 34 years old already. I would never have guessed him to be that old. But he is.
I don't know if I would have necessarily either guessed, but I would have told you that he's been playing for the big leagues for a long time. So.
Just checking Morales here, too. Morales isn't as old. He's maybe, 32 this year? But he hasn't been playing much in recent years. He had that one year in Seattle where he was okay after when he came back from that injury.
Yep. Yeah, he broke his leg celebrating a home plate when he was on the Anaheim Angels.
Yep, and that kind of was the beginning of the end. Prior to that, I thought he was a really good hitter. But you still look, you know, thinking he's a good hitter is only based really upon one year in 2009 when he had 34 and 108 for home runs at RBIs. It must have been 2010 was when he broke his leg, wasn't it?
Because
he's 11.
No, I think it's 2011.
Well, he's out in 2011. But even 2010, he only batted 193 times.
That might have been it.
He maybe did that, and he's out the whole next year. I don't know. But then last year, he was here for 14. He was here for a while, 39 games, and he's in Seattle, and didn't do much. I think Twins were, I was kind of excited when he came here, but obviously he didn't rediscover the magic he had years ago. So, and obviously he is a load on the base paths too.
Definitely.
So, you think it's a good fit for him, but you don't know.
Yep. Before we move on and talk about the other divisions and make our predictions to that, I'd like to quickly mention here, the Twins, their first 12 games are against our other division teams. Obviously, we have 3 in Detroit against the Tigers. Then this weekend we go to Chicago and face the White Sox. And then we come home and face the Kansas City Royals for our home openers, our first series at home. And then next weekend we will play the Cleveland Indians here at home at Target Field. So our first 12 games that are against teams from our own division. And I think the key is going to be that we get – at least have a winning record against these other 4 teams. I think that an 8-4 start would be acceptable.
No, I think they'd probably be maybe even something a little less than that, but nothing less than 500.
Yeah.
So anyway, want to move on to one of the other divisions here.
Let's move up. Let's move to the AL East, American League East. We got Baltimore, Boston, Toronto, New York, and Tampa Bay. And my thought here is that I think the Baltimore Orioles will win this division. I mean, you know, they have not changed a whole lot from last year, minus Nelson Cruz. But I think the pitching's there, Dad. You know, but yeah, the pitching's there. They got, you know, they got a few good, you know, they, I think they got a good few starting pitchers like in Chris Tillman and Tillman and Bud Norris. And but I also feel that this division is like maybe one of the weakest in baseball.
You know, obviously it hasn't been in the past, but a couple of the teams that have been pretty strong lately, meaning the Yankees and Tampa, right at this point, don't look like they're going to be all that good. But, you know, you never know. But Tampa is 0-2 already. It's looking at, and Baltimore's 2-0, but that doesn't mean much. But Boston, I think they have potential scoring a lot of runs, but I'm not very not too excited about their pitching staff. Toronto, same, you know, they obviously can score runs too.
Toronto, you know, I know last year, year before, I mean, people thought they could contend in this division. I'm not so sure if they can. I mean, they could. However, like I said before, I think Baltimore will be the division winner.
Okay.
You know, Boston could make some noise, but like I said, like you said, and I have said, pitching isn't there. You know, the Tampa Bay Rays, two of their better pitchers are still on the disabled list, in Matt Moore and Alex Cobb.
Huh, I didn't know that.
So, I don't think the Rays are going to be quite there. I know some people might think so, but because in the past they've always managed to pull it off, but I'm not so sure if they are going to be this year.
Okay.
And, of course, the Yankees, pitching out, I think, is there, and I'm not totally sure about their entire lineup. So Baltimore wins the East. Now let's go to the West, American League West. You got the Seattle Mariners, Anaheim Angels, Oakland Athletics, Texas Rangers, and Houston Astros. And the thing to me that stands out about the division is I think this year is going to be Seattle's year to win this division. Seattle's got Nelson Cruz. They got a couple of good pitchers in Felix Hernandez and that Japanese guy, Iwakuma, or whatever his name is. And, of course, they got Robinson Cano, a good player at second base. But, you know, frankly, I think the Anaheim Angels could also make some noise, too, for young starting pitching. But for me, at least, I think it's going to be Seattle that wins the West. And Oakland, Dad, I think they're going to take a step back from last year because, you know, they lost John Lester to the Cubs. They lost Samardzija to the Chicago White Sox. They lost Jason Hamill to the Cubs. So I think that I actually look for Oakland to take a step back.
Yeah, well, I think that other years too, but somehow or other they managed to pull guys out of the woodwork who end up being pretty decent players. You never know about that team.
You know, Coco Crispad, he's on the disabled list to start the season.
Okay.
With elbow injury.
Yep, and I don't think Houston's going to win the division, but Houston's getting better all the time too. Texas seems to be like almost going downward right now.
They're kind of in a rebuild mold.
Yeah, well, I think they got about a lot of rebuilding to do. Whatever that one guy, the infielder, I can't think of his name right now. He's out for the season again, too. What's his name? The one guy was their superstar.
It's not Fielder.
No.
Oh, boy.
I can't think of his name right now. They thought he could be their shortstop.
Is it Anders?
No, he's not out. It's the other guy. He's younger. He's the number one prospect in baseball, I know, for a few years. I can't think of his name, but he's out for the whole year or two. I know that.
Yeah.
And he'd probably be projected to play second base for him, but that's not going to happen. Anyway, better move to the National League here real quick.
All right, Dad. Well, let's move things along here quickly. We got five more minutes left. National League. National League East, Washington Nationals, Miami Marlins, New York Mets, Philadelphia Phillies, and Atlanta Braves. And I tell you what, Dad, right off the bat, the thing that stands out, I think Washington will win this division and probably win the World Series with their pitching. Max Scherzer, Doug Fister, Jordan Zimmermann, to name some starters. What are your thoughts?
I think they probably have a decent team. I think that, you know, you never discount Atlanta.
I will tell you this, Dad, I think they've taken a major step back with all the moves made this past
I don't think losing the Upton brothers is going to hurt them at all. I don't know exactly who their outfielders are right now, but Philadelphia, they seem to be on the rebuilding thing too. Miami, I don't know. Miami was actually okay last year, weren't they?
Yeah, they're okay, and I think they definitely did make some improvements this off season, brought in a couple of good players, but I don't think they got enough to win division. Though.
No, the Mets will be better if that was it. Matt Harvey,
and they got some other good young starting pitching. So the Mets will probably be, they'll probably make some noise. I don't know if they have enough to contend for a wild card spot, but
yeah.
So
if Harvey's healthy, that will help him a lot because he's a pretty good pitcher. But
yep,
probably not enough to get him over the hump yet, too, either. Okay.
All right, National League Central. St. Louis Cardinals, Milwaukee Brewers, Chicago Cubs, Cincinnati Reds, and Pittsburgh Pirates. And I'll tell you what, right off the bat, I'm going to say St. Louis wins this division.
Yeah, I'd probably agree with you.
Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh probably be runners-up. And I don't know, they say the Cubs are going to be improved, but I don't think the Cubs are probably a few years away yet.
Well, I'm not sure about discount the Cubs, but I'm not sure if they got enough to contend even with John Wester and Jason Hamill.
I don't think they do.
Added to the rotation. So I kind of look for Cubs to be a third or fourth place team in that division. I mean, you got Cincinnati, and I think they could finish third. But you know what, Dad? Milwaukee last year, they made some noise too. So I think it's going to be anybody's guess just to finish last in that division.
I do think St. Louis is the favorite in that division without question.
Yep, St. Louis favorite. And so everybody kind of goes – then after that, it's just anybody's guess. It's where we're going to be in that division. So now, National League West, Los Angeles Dodgers, San Diego Padres, San Francisco Giants, Colorado Rockies, and Arizona Diamondbacks. I predict, Dad, that the Dodgers will win this division. But don't count off the San Diego Padres. I think they're the most improved team in baseball. This from his past offseason, all the moves he made, bringing in the Upton brothers of all. Melvin Upton, Dad, is on the disabled list.
That's actually B.J. Upton, isn't it?
Not anymore.
I know he's Melvin, but that's who it used to be.
Yeah, so.
You know, he has been a hugely disappointing player in the last 3 or 4 years. Hugely disappointing. I don't think he had about 180 last year, did he?
Yeah, he did. And I wonder if he's maybe the fourth outfielder this year.
But he might be the fourth anything here pretty soon. He keeps playing like that.
Yeah.
He might be off the team. Anyway, did they get him? They got somebody else along with him, didn't they?
Yeah.
A pitcher?
Craig.
Oh, Kimbrel?
Kimbrel, yes.
I think that's who they wanted. I think that Upton came along as included in the suitcase.
Yeah, included in the suitcase, definitely.
I don't think they probably wanted him real bad. I think they got five outfielders in that team now, don't they?
Four. No, maybe it's five. I don't know.
Yeah. They got rid of a couple, too. They got rid of
Carlos.
Quentin and somebody else, too.
Yep. So there you have it, Dad. I also think that with their pitching staff, with James Shields and Tyson Ross and Andrew Kapshner and Ian Kennedy, and I think Josh Johnson is on their team, too, but he's on the disabled list right now. But.
Okay.
Look for them to make noise in that division. And they could be the surprise team to win the West, but I think it's still going to be the Dodgers.
Much I hate to say it, I'm sure the Giants will probably be okay too. But Arizona, not much. And Colorado, they seem to fall apart about mid-year every year too. So anyway, I would probably favor the Dodgers too. I don't like them either, but that's the way it goes.
Yep, definitely.
Okay.
All right, Dad. Well, that just about does it here tonight. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at Troy's Twins Blog. And also, to find this podcast on iTunes by looking for the Troy Larson Show. The Troy Larson Show is how you can find this podcast on iTunes. And we will probably talk to you next week, next Tuesday. So, all right, Dad, thanks for joining me tonight.
Yep, you bet.
All right, folks. Well, this does it for Choice Twins Chat. I'm your host, Troy Larson, along with my dad, Craig Larson. We will talk to you next week. So long, everybody.